Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas that locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Hong Kong. Monocle's bureau chief James Chambers takes us to one of his favourite neighbourhoods in the city.
Today we're off to explore the neighbourhood of Tin Hau in Hong Kong, which is pronounced tin like the metal, and how like the question, so how do I get there? The answer is pretty simple. Go to the nearest MTR station, get on the Blue Island Line, and get off at either Tin Hau or Fortress Hill. Alternatively, if you decide to take a taxi, it's a good idea to use either of those MTR stations as your drop-off point. That's because, strictly speaking, there is no such place as Tin Hau. The area that lies between these two stations, and is bordered by Victoria Park, Victoria Harbour, and Braemar Hill, should technically be called either Causeway Bay or North Point. The Phantom District of Tin Hau actually gets its name from the nearby Tin Hau Temple. Tin Hau is the goddess of the sea in Cantonese, so these temples, erected in her honour, have traditionally attracted fishermen and their families, who come to pay their respects and ask for protection from the ocean. And as you'd expect, Tin Hau temples are usually found dotted along the coast of Hong Kong. However, in this particular neck of the woods, extensive land reclamation work in the early 20th century has pushed the temple further and further away from the sea. As a result, if you walk into Tin Hau Temple today, the closest you'll find to getting your feet wet is the water fountain in the courtyard, a generally quite pleasant spot with covered seating and the chance for some spiritual contemplation. But park that thought for now, there'll be plenty of time for rest and a bit of reflection at the end of our tour. Right now, we are off to explore some of Tin Hau's earthly delights, and we are beginning our tour in Fortress Hill. At the MTR station, get out at Exit A and cross the busy King's Road onto Oil Street, being sure to look out for the double-decker trams as they trundle past. Find your bearings and a little snippet of local history by first nipping into Oil Street Art Space. This two-story, Grade 2 listed red brick building, dating back to 1908, used to be the harbourside home of the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. But after the coastline moved, the club set sail to new premises in the 1930s. And today, the converted art space is the only surviving waterfront building from that time. Standing on the corner of Oil Street and Wang On Road, spend a moment to take in the old tenement buildings that were first erected on this reclaimed land, and now have to share this space with several much newer and far shinier office towers. While you are there, order a coffee to go through the window at Smoko, an owner-operated hole-in-the-wall cafe that has occupied this same pavement spot for the last 4 years. And for an extra jolt of energy, let yourself be tempted by the slices of banana loaf that often sit on the counter. With your cup and cake in hand, continue along Wang On Road, turn left onto Fuk Yum Road, and then take a right onto Electric Road, which is one of Tin Hau's major thoroughfares and runs parallel to the harbour. Electric Road gets its name from an old power station that was decommissioned in the 1970s, demolished and then turned into housing. Follow the road around as it bends left and enter into Causeway Bay Market. This is a typical example of Hong Kong's so-called wet markets that can be found in almost every neighbourhood in the city. Stall operators tend to wear rubber wellies on their feet for good reason. The floors at these wet markets are usually soaking wet on account of the live fish and other seafood that are sold out of polystyrene boxes filled up with water and melting ice. Fresh meat is also sold alongside the seafood, but in this city, it comes with a word of caution. In Hong Kong, fresh meat means live meat, not that fluffy farm-to-table marketing speak. Pigs' trotters and snouts hang on hooks on one side of Causeway Bay Market, while live chickens, squeezed into tiny cages, cluck and squawk on the other side. Animal lovers, be warned. In fact, the same goes for anyone with a sensitive stomach. Skip this part of the tour and probably shut off your ears for the next 10 or 20 seconds. At Causeway Bay Market, live poultry are plucked from their cages by a multitasking butcher, who then weighs them, tags them, and kills them right in front of paying customers. The chickens are then handed to the chaps at the back of the stall to be defeathered and cleaned. And when the carcasses return to the front counter, the butcher slices off the feet, cuts the body into chunks, and hands them over in a plastic bag. For those of you still listening at this point, don't be surprised to see black-skinned chickens on the butcher's board at Causeway Bay Market. It's a local delicacy and a curious sight to behold when first encountered at the bottom of a clear Chinese soup. On that note, it must be time for a spot of lunch. Tin Hau is home to plenty of roasted goose restaurants. However, something tells me that right now, you are feeling like something a little bit more healthy and wholesome. So let's leave the market behind and head over to Campers, a Japanese curry house on the other side of Electric Road. Campers is led by chef Fujita Kenta, and his restaurant's simple approach to food can be summed up as minimal fuss and minimal fat. There are no additives in the food and plenty of no-meat options on the menu, making it a popular choice with the city's health conscious. Order the curry with 15 kinds of vegetables and see if you can guess all 15 kinds before you've licked your plate clean. Here's a clue to get you started. The big white ones with the holes in the middle are called lotus roots. So, how have we got on at Campers? Managed to name all 15 kinds of vegetables yet? Eggheads can reward themselves with a sweet treat at one of Tin Hau's many dessert restaurants. Well, in actual fact, we all can. Going somewhere else for pudding is, after all, a popular after-dinner tradition in Hong Kong. So let's wander along the street to Ching Ching Desserts and have a flick through their extensive menu. Staple dessert ingredients include sago, mango, tofu, red bean, pomelo, star fruit, condensed milk, and glutinous rice. Spot anything that takes your fancy? Adventurous eaters looking for a truly local experience can also head around the corner to Auntie Sweet and order their signature durian tofu dessert. Tucked down Sing Fong Street, Auntie Sweets is easy to spot by the cartoon lady who appears to be smiling or laughing on the shop's yellow and red signage. However, the smelly fruit is definitely an acquired taste, so don't expect to fall for durian's charms straight away. Fortunately for us, the final stop on our food tour is just the ticket for cleansing palates. The Hong Kong Island Tap House, also on Sing Fung Street, is one of the best bars in the city to sample beers by a growing number of local craft brewers. These include Young Master, Yardley Brothers, Black Kite, Guai Lo, and Moon Zen. At first, you may well feel spoilt for choice, what with almost 40 types of beer on tap. So why not order the Tap House Beer Flight to begin with? 6 beers for 168 Hong Kong dollars. After that, we definitely recommend you try Yardley Brothers Hong Kong Bastard, an award-winning IPA that is brewed with sweet melon, apricot, and licorice. Alongside those strong flavors, it also packs a strong punch at 7.2% ABV. Feeling suitably refreshed, leave the tap house and find your way back to Electric Road. From there, continue heading west towards Tin Hau MTR station. It's one straight road, and the entrance is directly in front of you. Before heading back into Central, nip around the corner to Tin Hau Temple Road, take a seat in the Tin Hau Temple Garden, and try to remember where this whole story began. For Monocle 24 in Hong Kong, I'm James Chambers.
This has been episode number 154 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to James for today's tour in Hong Kong. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.